Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here is one that I received in my office recently. The question is, I received the deed to my mother's property from my mother about 2 months before she passed. We had it signed and notarized. When I went to collect her things from her apartment, I noticed that the deed that was in her desk drawer was missing. I think my brother took it, but he won't admit to it. Does having a notarized deed imply that the county has automatically recorded it? I have a copy of the deed, but not the original. My brother says he knows nothing of the deed and that he gets half of the property if there is no will. How can I challenge my brother when my mother specifically stated in the deed that I get her home? My answer, sorry to tell you, but no, a notarized deed is far different than a recorded deed. A licensed notary in the state is required to witness all deeds or notarize them. The recording offices will not accept a deed that lacks the witness or notary signatures. The copy of the deed you present in court may not prove your mother's intent to gift the property to you alone. Since she died without a will, the court will most likely divide it between you and your brother because of the intestate laws. The next question is, what is my legal obligation if I co-signed for my daughter on a mortgage that she used to purchase her first home? How can I limit my obligations? My answer is that, generally speaking, a co-signer acts as a guarantor for a loan. If your daughter does not pay on the mortgage loan, then the lender can turn to you and require payment or a payoff. So unless you limited your exposure under the guarantee, of which there are many ways to do so, you are obligated to pay the entire balance back to the lender if your daughter defaults on her loan. You should always have an attorney review the language of the contract before you sign it, as your legal obligation remains open as long as the mortgage loan remains outstanding. You. The final question of the week is, I have a joint account that I opened with my father several years ago. He has since passed away, and we have just now started to probate the will. My stepmother is arguing that the monies in the joint account were meant for her and the funds should be disclosed and deposited into the estate. I disagree, as part of this money was mine when my father and I held the account together. Is my stepmother right? Can she challenge my ownership of the account? My answer, if this was a joint account that you created and held together with your father prior to death, then it will be difficult for her to allege that the funds are part of the estate. A joint account is joint property, and upon the death of one owner, the ownership rights pass on to the survivors on the account. The funds are not part of the estate. A word of caution, if the account was set up and your father was under duress, or it was established under suspicious circumstances, it can still be challenged with the court, but otherwise, her chances of success are unlikely, as joint accounts automatically pass to the surviving account holder. Avoid probate, and you would become the sole owner of the account upon your father's death. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.